Tommy, 'cause he was. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yella's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Ha ha. That's for the a-hole that complained about Kenny Rogers. Ha ha, I played it again. Call up and complain. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. You can't knock me off the air if I ain't here anymore. Simple as that.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
favorites, Talking Heads. Thank you for sending me an Angel. Had that as the intro music for time travel for quite a few years. It was about the master becoming the student and the student becoming the master. I really hope that some tough student or somebody out there in community land comes in and starts up a nice show on WMFO in Medford and has a good run like me. 14 years with time travel with Chris Searle. A few different shows I did on here too. I did Sucking in the 70s. I had, what was the other one? Something like Dancing in the 60s or something like that. I don't even remember. I remember the big 80s. I did that. I did Watch This with Chris Searle. I did Triple Play with Chris Searle at the beginning of the year, which got moved to a one-hour show. I don't know what happened there, but all of a sudden my two-hour show became 1 hour, and they're like, you didn't volunteer enough. Like, I didn't volunteer enough. You kidding me? I've been here 14 years. Well, you got to do at least 20 hours. You got to do at least 20 hours. What? What are you talking about? I substitute all the time. I trained people. Did PSAs. I did it all. But hey, that's what happens. Somebody new comes in, they don't know you. They want to implement new rules. They want to get their friends on after you so they can bitch at you too and say, hey, you know what? Your show went a little long last week. Went a little long. This show was a repeat. It was something I played like 5 years ago. Tune in, jackass. Figure it out. Stop sending email blasts to everybody. Leave me alone. You know, it's funny when people that think they're the smartest person in the room find out they're not. Somebody's always smarter than you. There's always a bigger fish. And I am that fish. And this is time travel. Still got a few minutes left. I'm going to play a few more of my favorites. Maybe something not so favorite. Maybe something that just sucks. So I'm sure I played plenty of that for you. You're like, oh, this guy sucks.
Thrill of one bite. Let me please be your catering advisor. If
This is the Rye of the Kaiser. It's about the champ working down the deli. Nothing wrong with working at a deli, man. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I did it all when I was at the grocery store. I was a sacker, $4 an hour. Learned how to be a sacker. And then I worked in assistant dairy manager at Demoulas. Yeah. And produce. No, I never worked in produce. I touched a couple of tomatoes, though. Oh! I'm sure that'll get me canceled. Oh, my God. It's just, I can't say anything anymore. It's exhausting. Like, I rack my brains. And I try to figure out something fun to say. And it's just like, no, somebody's not going to like that. No, they're not going to like that either. All right. I'll do that joke, and it's about tomatoes. And then they're like, no, we don't like that either. Everybody's miserable, huh? Yeah? So you're thinking I'm miserable? I ain't miserable. Not at all. I just point out stupidity. You know, there's a lot of it around there, you know? Just because I act stupid doesn't mean I'm stupid, you know? Mama didn't raise no dummies. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that, too. Time travel's here with you till 7 p.m. What time is it? Eddie, what time is it? What time is it, Grandma? Eddie, what time is it? That's from Eddie Murphy's album from 82. I wish you were here right now. I think you'd really enjoy him. Eddie Murphy's really funny. Well, another song it is. I should probably go back to the Stones. I said I was going to play the Stones and I didn't. And one thing, Chris Erlane is a liar. I'll tell you that. I know a few liars out there, but Chris Erlane, one of them. Here's the Stones. Enjoy. Or don't. If you don't enjoy it, why the hell are you listening? Go play Atari. What do they play now? Play with yourself.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face. And a tear in your eye. Oh, come see, get a light on you, my sweet honey love. Bourbon to it, jangling dynasty, making the door out of every woman that you meet.
Yeah.
That's Shine a Light. That's the Stones.
Wow, that's the Stones.
Great song.
Great song. Love it.
I should probably be a little more positive.
I should be more positive.
Show's wrapping up.
Show's wrapping up.
Say some nice things about nice people.
I do. I say some nice things.
That one's from my buddy Bob. How's that?
There you go.
My buddy Bob, really. He was a great guy. He got me into the Stones. I always liked the Stones, but he loved the Stones.
He did.
He loved the Rolling Stones. He had all the old vinyls. He'd tell me all about them. It was the first time I heard Country Honk. I heard, which is a country version of Honky Tonk Women. Pretty good.
It is good.
You know?
Country Honk.
You know, I miss my buddy Bob.
I do. I got to shut up because this is pretty poignant.
Matthew passed away over years ago, and my grandmother. You know, these are people that were around when I started time travel with Chris Earle, which was just time travel, as a matter of fact. There was no with Chris Earle. The ego came a little later. But that's how people get to know you. You say your name. What's your name? Chris Earle. If you don't like me, Lenny Clark. Time travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. Yeah, miss my friends. There was quite a few aunts and uncles that passed, and cousins and friends. And that's what happens as you get older. So in the 14 years, I've lived a lot of extra life here at WMFO in Medford. And I don't know. It's not all fun and games all the time. I like to joke around the studio and around the home studio, which is where most of this has been happening the last 2 years, thanks to COVID. But I think I became a master at remote. I'm the master of the remote, Chris Earle. Well, kind of the master. Sometimes there was some weeks where it's like I'm queued up to play and then all of a sudden it doesn't play. I'm like, what the hell happened? I put it in the wrong folder. I'm like, you idiot. And then there were other times like people pressed a button and then they just stopped the thing and had like, substitutes coming in. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. But it is what it is. It's all a learning curve. Some weeks people missed out on time travel. Other weeks they got double time travel. Like, I think you got a double today. I think I put in a Joyce the Voice show a little earlier. Pretty sure I did. Because I just queued it up. So it could have played earlier. So even though I'm recording this now, I'm playing a show from like last week.
And I'm in the studio too, live. Weird.
Those time travel things always confuse me.
Very confusing.
I don't know what I'm doing. Actually, I do know what I'm doing. That's the secret the whole time.
Chris from the past.
I know what I'm doing.
This is Chris from the present right now.
I know what pushes people's buttons. I know that there's smart people out there that understand.
Like me?
How to push people's buttons.
Like me?
There's smart people out there that don't push buttons.
That's right.
And they're glad I pushed buttons.
That's right.
Somebody's got to push buttons.
Somebody's got to push the buttons.
Button pusher. Normally, I don't like to know.
What?
Normally, I want to learn what a button does before I push it.
That's true.
But sometimes
I got a little
you just
silly
have
there.
To push a button. Like, there's a button that says don't push. You're probably going to push it.
Yeah.
Like, 99% of the people are going to push it.
I would.
Yeah. Like, push it real good.
Push it real good.
Push it real good.
There you go.
Oh, there's your salt and pepper moment for time travel.
With Spinderella.
Get some salt and pepper here on the final episode. So many great bands, that have influenced me over the years. Let's name a few, Chris, because people enjoy lists.
Yes.
Beatles.
Yes.
Cars. The
yes.
Police.
Yes.
The Who.
Yep.
Prince.
Sounds
Tom
good.
Petty.
Yep.
And the Heartbreakers.
Sure.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. That's all I came up with.
No, there's plenty more. My favorite period is the 80s and the 70s.
That is true.
60s are good, too.
Yeah.
90s, not so much. 2000, ugh.
I still like agree now, with Chris from a couple months ago.
Like, all of a sudden, they just started, dispensing, saccharine music. Now with NutraSweet, country music. All of a sudden, it invaded New Hampshire. What happened there? Like, all of a sudden, all the people from New Hampshire think they're from Louisiana or something. I don't know what happened. Louisiana. Louisiana. I'm just stretching, man. I am stretching. I see the final post. What do they call it? What's the thing at the end? The ticket? What do they got at the end? The final cookie in the jar, as my friend Rich Gustus used to say. He was a great guy. Yeah. Well, he is a great guy. I should say that. He is a great guy. I never hear from him. But he has his problems.
We all do. We all got our problems. Be nice to hear from a few people. A lot of people over the years have gotten sick, and my heart goes out to them. And some other people haven't gotten sick. And sometimes I'm just waiting for them to. I think part of it getting older is just waiting for other people to die. I think that's part of it. Like, that becomes news, you know, like the Queen died. We should probably play some Queen. Queen was a big one for me. I'll get some Queen in there for you, or Her Majesty or something. Why don't I just sing it? Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Want to tell her that I love her a lot, but she's got to get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a little nice girl, thing, and day she's going to be all mine. Oh yeah, day she's going to be all mine. Doo-doo. That's Paul McCartney and the Beatles doing Her Majesty. It was pretty much just Paul McCartney. You know what's funny is, like, these bands, you know, it's like at the end there, you know, it's just Paul just tinkering around on a guitar. He probably made it up in about 25 seconds. And, you know, and then Ringo and George and John got credit for it. And they probably get embarrassed sometimes. Like, yeah, that was one of Paul's. You know, I wanted to sing Octopus is God, and this ass, you know, picks up his guitar and starts singing about the Queen. More songs. Here we go.
More songs. More songs. White Stripes here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's the final Time Travel, and I'm live in studio preparing for Real Horror Show. Episode 8, Derek Gary will be in here in a few minutes. It's Chris Earle, WMFO.org.
You got a reaction. You got a reaction, didn't you? You took a one orchid. Took a one again and turned it blue. Something better than nothing. Something better than nothing is giving up. You need to do something. Try to keep the truth from showing up. How dare you? How are you now anyway? How dare you?
There's White Stripes, not to be confused with the Black Checkers and Blue Orchard. It's all about, like, innocence being lost. Took a white orchard and turned it blue.
It's an orchid. Orchid.
Yeah. I'm feeling orchid. That a little bit. I'm definitely orchid. A little more stained than I was.
Stained?
14 years ago.
Jeez.
A little more stained.
Yeah.
I guess. Soul's a little darker.
It's orchid, not orchard.
That's why, man, you gotta, when you're young, new students that are listening, you don't listen to me anyway.
No, they don't.
You gotta do whatever the hell you want, but you don't know when it's good.
That's true.
When a day happens and nothing happens, that's a good day.
It's very true.
When you get older.
50-year-old, you know, Chris, like, you know, dispensing some good wisdom.
Had some sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worked. Pretty good day.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good. What did I drop?
So much crap here. No idea. That's another thing, too. Is like I've collected so much stuff over the years. I'm like, how did I collect all this stuff? Like all these books. I've read all these books. I've seen all these movies.
It's true.
So much useless information here.
Seen a lot. Read a lot.
I was like, I'd be great on Slumdog Millionaire. All I need to do is just fall into that pit of crap.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
The guy falls in.
Ugh.
And then go on that Indian Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'll be all set.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've basically lived up to my potential from reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and, you know, Tom Brokaw's Greatest Generation and the Jeopardy book. Yeah. Some Spy versus Spy. Which spy got killed on, you know, page 36 of the Joke and Dagger Complete Spy versus Spy Handbook? Well, that would be the black spy.
Yeah.
You are true. Correct, sir.
That's good.
And the million-dollar question is, what is your name? I wouldn't even remember. I'd have no clue at that point. I'd just be like, what? Who?
Very true.
Yeah. Man, a lot has happened in 14 years. What's going to happen in the next 14? Well, I'll tell you what's not going to happen. Time travel with Chris Searle.
That's true. That is true.
Here with you till 7 p.m. Then we're doing something else.
Well, we're here till 5.
Come back next week for the horror show.
Yep.
The real horror show with Chris Earle and Derek Gary. Real horror show.
Episode 8
Chris
coming
Earle
up.
And Derek Gary.
Yeah. 5.
That's for now. Who knows? Things can change.
True.
You know? It's like wearing white after Labor Day. Some things just don't happen.
Dearly Beloved.
Dearly Beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, we'll be right back.
There's my man Prince with Let's Go Crazy. I had to play something from Prince. And
my man.
Most of you know that one.
Sure.
And it's a great song. I guess that would probably be my Desert Island disc, his Prince's Purple Rain. Although I love 1999 too, and Sign of the Times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always had a Prince show every year after he passed away. That's another thing that happened too, is you saw the musicians pass. Prince was with us when I started this show, and so was Tom Petty, as well as Meatloaf and a number of others over the years. So I'm getting a little slack-jawed, a little tired here.
That's
true. Just play you some more tunes, and
I'd
just like to say thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
Thank WMFO. You. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. I'm going to just stop the show right there. That was the final time travel. I always said, hey, there's not going to be any more time travel. There isn't. That's it. I'm here in the studio live. What am I doing? I'm listening to the final show at Time Travel, and then I'm commenting on it. It's very meta. If you didn't hear it a few months ago, eh. You know, find it in the archive. I'm going to play some regular stuff for you. I got 24 minutes before Derek gets here, and then we're doing Real Horror Show, Episode 8, Disasters. We're going to talk about disaster movies. Maybe we'll play some stuff from disaster movie playlists. I think I got some Twister coming up, some Van Halen, maybe a little Stevie Nicks, and the other guy, who's that? Lindsey Buckingham. The Twister soundtrack. Yeah, I'll play a little from the Twister soundtrack today, and we'll talk about disaster movies. What's your favorite disaster movies? Does it involve an asteroid? My dad has those. Does it involve the earthquake, the water? You know, maybe a water world? Was that your favorite disaster movie? I don't know. You can call in. You can call before 5 if you want. Tell me what your favorite disaster movie is. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. It's Chris Earle live in the studio once again after years of COVID. We are back in the studio for now, you know, till Derek and I get sick of one another and then it'll all be over. Finally, you know, we'll just be like, you know what? And then we rise from the ashes like a phoenix of old and create a new show, like Real Broadway Show or something. Something gay. Real gay show. That'll be the next one. But for now, here's the Wallflowers. I'm going to play some songs for you until 5 p.m. And then we'll start the Real Horror Show. But if you want to hear something, give me a call. Maybe I'll play it for you before 5. Yeah, if you're good, I will. Next person that calls in, I'm going to play your song. 855-915-WMFO. Here's the Wallflowers.
You're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own. You'll never have a use for your feathers, or you're hopping down the road. Yeah, you were born to walk the earth, yeah, with your back against the cold. I know you never had a purpose till I wore you on my back like a coat. You're off the farm taking big city drugs. No matter how far you get, now let it sink in that I gave you roots. And baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots and I gave you wings. And I showed you how to swing. Yeah, I showed you how to strut. That's my mojo you're using, that's my wine, getting you drunk. And it was I that broke you in, I got you clean clipped and cut. And you're a mule among horses, I took you when God stood you up. Now tell me who could do more, set myself on fire. And I warm off the hook, and he's on your chin. But I gave you roots, yeah, baby, I gave you wings. No, I gave you roots, and I gave you wings. Yeah.
You're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Oh, now you're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own. I gave you wings, gave you roots, gave you wings. Oh, such a heavy bird.
You're listening WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earl. Joyce the Voice is out today. I was playing the old time travel, final time travel, but I'm going to play some tunes for you for a few minutes. Here's the Talking Heads from 1987, Love for Sale.
I love you.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I'm going to be playing some tunes for 15 minutes. And then Real Horror Show with Chris Earle and Derek Gary begins. Disaster movies today. For now, here's Steely Dan.
Rush hour is starting now, and London's familiar red double-decker buses are in evidence everywhere.
We'll be right back. this bloke who thinks he's handy, selling herbs and homemade brandy. Here comes all the way from Wembley down a Harrow Road. You see over the cemetery wall, from the bridge about to fall. Though they've been working overnight, they'll never finish it all. So many stories being told down Harrow Road. Since you were young until you're old down Harrow Road.
Smoke at Royal Oak. It was raining down on me. I was getting soaked and it's no joke, trying to finish my LP. So many stories being told down Harrow Road. Since you were young until you're old down Harrow Road.
There's some more big audio dynamite for you. It's WMFO in Medford. Real Horror Show coming up next. Chris Earle, Derek Gary, Disaster Movies. 855-915-WMFO.
Covered wagon, medicine shop. Take you to a place where the healing flows. Oh, we can spirit. We got the juice. Won't save your soul in shiny shoes. Oh, Judy King to Kangaroo. Santa Fe to Timbuktu. Oh, don't be fooled by imitation. This is the stuff that cured a nation. We took the tube and the high plains too. Never stop long, just passing through. Drop off the laughter of the mate of France. Makes a hopeless cripple dance all. It was really foul weather when we got tarred and feathered. You could hear the six guns sound as they chased us out of. Bottles for an Aqua Wolf man. Oh, immunity from ridicule. Improves your brains if you're a fool. Oh, when I read in the Middle East, traded some for a hostage release. Now if you're bored, it'll give you hair. If you've got straight trousers, it'll give you flares.
Who the hell is that? One bastard goes in. makes you laughing.
The stuff we sell is just the best. Passing all consumer tests. All whole days of heaven, nights of sin. Voodoo stick and sharp spin. When all around you seems like hell, just one sip will make you well. All whole multi-purpose in a jar. If you ain't ill, it'll fix your car. In days of yore, for all bad feelings, washing socks and stripping ceilings. Nowadays it's used medicinally for all non-human malady. Oh,
kidnapping, extortion, receiving stolen goods, selling stolen goods.